three, two, one. Hey, Buzzheads. Welcome to
Buzzhead Radio.
Okay, Todd. So, do we want to admit to what I just did?
Yes, you must confess.
Well, we've been sitting here and we just did a full, I'd say,
God, 3 hours or so.
No, I'd say about a 40-minute show.
Yeah.
I didn't push record.
Did you push record this time?
I see it moving now. Yeah, we're up to 21 seconds. So, shall we just sign off now and say thanks for listening in?
Fired.
Well, so anyway, we got to practice on tonight's episode.
It was a dress rehearsal.
So we should be good and ready. You want to tell them what we're talking about tonight?
Talking about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, and the reason that we're talking about it tonight is last episode we'd kind of talked about ghosts, which has got us thinking about scary legends and things like that. And one of the biggest legends of Enid, Oklahoma, and we do come to you live from Enid, Oklahoma, middle of the universe. It is said that John Wilkes Booth, legend has it that he did not die at that barn.
Nope.
That he escaped.
Yep.
That he made his way to Granbury, Texas.
Yep.
As John St. Helens. And then from there, he made his way to Enid, Oklahoma as David E. George, where he committed suicide. And on his deathbed, he said he was John Wilkes Booth. And so the legend of John Wilkes Booth makes its way from the barn to Granbury, Texas, all the way up to Enid. So... And we literally, our studio is literally one block away from the room that David E. George, and that's a fact, that's history. So David E. George did die in Enid, Oklahoma, poisoned himself with, we don't know whether it was arsenic or cyanide, one of the two.
January 13th of 03.
Of 03.
That'd be the
1903. And it was called the Grand Avenue Hotel. And so we're half a block from Grand Avenue. And then one block to the south of us, it's now a furniture store.
You could dang near throw a rock and hit it. You might be able to hit it with a rock. I couldn't. My shoulders.
You can actually see the back of the building from our window. So, and I've been up in the room. They do have these historical tours that go around Enid, Oklahoma. And on that tour, they go up to the second floor of what's now Garfield Furniture. And in that room, they'll have an actor portray what possibly David E. George said on his deathbed.
Yeah, I mean, he's not there all the time. He's not there every day.
No.
What are the occasions? Why does he do that anyway?
It's the tour. It's the downtown tour. They do a historical downtown tour in the summers. It's like on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
And so so they let, you know, small crowds go up there. And if you're in Enid, Oklahoma, just driving by, go into the store and ask one of the phrasees, and they will take you up there, and they sell T-shirts and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, so the legend has it that John Wilkes Booth knew that he was about to be captured and escaped from the barn, and a gentleman that worked at the barn or something had picked up his identification and stuff because it had dropped out of the wagon earlier, and John Wilkes Booth had sent him to go get it.
Sucker.
They surrounded the barn. One of the co-conspirators came running out of the barn. They arrested him. They couldn't get John Wilkes Booth to leave the barn, so they set it on fire. They were under orders not to kill him, to bring him alive. A guy named Boston Corbett shot the gentleman in the barn, and so they didn't get to question him. They didn't get to, you know, say, arrest him and grill him. They drug him out of the barn. Some reports say that the gentleman they drug out of the barn was a redheaded gentleman, and as everybody knows, John Wilkes Booth was a very dark-headed gentleman. So
had quite the quaff.
Yeah, that's kind of where the controversy started. And so from there, urban legend. And then there was a lot of talk about cover-up and how the government didn't want America know that John Wilkes Booth had escaped them. So they went ahead and pretended like they had shot him. But then, you know, then there's always proof on both sides. The family, I believe, after they got John Wilkes Booth's body, they had a doctor compare the dental records, and they matched. And so in some things that you read, there is proof that the gentleman that they killed at the barn was John Wilkes Booth. So when John St. Helens made his way down to Granbury, Texas, he got sick and he was on his deathbed. And so he told the doctor, he had a friend down there named
Finnis Bates.
Finnis Bates, who is Kathy Bates, the actress, her grandfather. He was an attorney down there. This
John St. Helens?
John St. Helens asked for him to come to the room, and he confessed then in Granbury, Texas, and I can't remember what year I told you a minute ago, that he was John Wilkes Booth.
Right.
And told the story of how he escaped and all this stuff. And then to his surprise, he did not die.
Oops.
Yeah. So this attorney had all this information all of these years and didn't know exactly what to do with it, Mr. Bates. And then years and years down the road, a gentleman appeared in Enid, Oklahoma named David E. George. Well, he was a painter, you know, painted houses that people said was not a very good painter. Well, he was going through some things, and so he went to the local pharmacy, bought some poison, went up to the Grand Avenue Hotel, was committing suicide by drinking the poison, and on his deathbed, he claimed that he was John Wilkes Booth. And newspapers caught a hold of the story. They plastered it everywhere, went across the country. This Mr. Bates saw the story, came to Enid, identified the body, and said, yeah, that's
John St. Helens.
John St. Helens.
26 years later.
26 years later. And so he took control of the body, had it mummified.
Bought it.
Back in the day, I guess that's something you could do. I don't know. How do you just, hey, I want that body over there. I'm going to take that to the circus.
I guess if no one claimed it, he had
no family, no relatives. So Mr. Bates ended up with the body. You can read online. It went through circuses, the World's Fair.
And it had been sold a couple times, and people were paying like $5,000 for this mummy.
Yeah.
That's like, what's five
well, yeah,
grand?
Well, yeah, back in that day, that was a ton.
Geez, that'd be like...
a lot of money. So anyway, the body traveled around. Now, today, they believe that the body has ended up in somebody's personal collection somewhere, which, you know, who has a personal collection of mummies? I don't know, but somebody must because they cannot find the body. Today, they do not know where the mummified body of David E. George is. And so... So then another twist of this whole story, being in Enid, Oklahoma, is that it has been reported by historians and people that have researched John Wilkes Booth and Abraham Lincoln that this Boston Corbett, who is the one that shot either John Wilkes Booth or the gentleman that was in the barn, it has been reported that he ended up in Enid, Oklahoma in his later life. Some reports say he died here and is buried here. Other reports say he just came through Enid at one time.
Just to go back a little bit, the $5,000 back then would be roughly worth $135,000 today.
That's a lot of money. But, you know, when you've got a body like that traveling around the country and people are paying, who knows, a quarter to see the body.
It couldn't have been more than a dime. Well, that's a lot of dimes.
I know, but, I mean, they probably made more money than what they paid for him. So... let's see. John Wilkes Booth actually committed suicide 38 years later in Enid, Oklahoma at the age of 65. So they're saying that David E. George was 65 years old when he committed suicide here in Enid. And so the ages correspond. So basically the age that John Wilkes Booth would have been is the same age John St. Helens would have been as the same age as David E. George would have been. So all of the ages correspond. When they had doctors examine the mummy, it had a fractured leg in the same location as John Wilkes Booth, only it was the opposite leg, which could have been a mistake on somebody's part on reporting which leg was broken.
Well, yeah, it was Mudd that said it was the... Wasn't it Mudd?
Dr. Mudd, yeah. So, you know, that could have been, you know, so... And there was a scar on the back of the neck, And then what was the thumb, something about the thumb.
Yeah, deformed thumb on his right hand.
And so they are saying that the mummy of David E. George also had all of those marks that would have matched with John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, in a court of law today, that'd be bam.
Oh, that's DNA, baby.
That's almost as good as DNA.
And so, and what they're saying is DNA could solve this whole question. We're reading and seeing reports that some people say the family won't have John Wilkes Booth body exhumed. Other reports are that the attorneys or the judge won't let it be done, and they can't get DNA from the dummy or the mummy, dummy mummy, because nobody knows where it is.
Hey, so dummy.
So this legend, urban legend, could last forever because it may never be solved.
What would that mummy be worth today?
Boy, I don't know. Look that up. So that's kind of that's one of Enid, Oklahoma's big claim to fame.
One of our many claims to fames.
Yeah. So if you're ever in Enid, Oklahoma, stop by the Garfield Furniture Store, and they will take you upstairs, and they will show you the room. I've actually been in the room that David E. George supposedly – I don't know. It's not supposedly. He committed suicide up there. Yeah. They've left the room basically kind of empty with one little bed and a table the way that it would have been back then, and so it kind of still looks like what the room probably looked like back in the day. And like I said, they do these summer tours on Saturdays, and that's one of the places that people that go on the tour stop, and they have an actor up there. Usually a guy named Larry Simpson will be up there. And now Larry and his brother Rick have a museum here in Enid that you can stop by and check out a bunch of old cool stuff.
Yeah, they're famous too.
They're movie stars.
Absolutely.
They are old Western spaghetti Western movie stars.
Spaghetti Western.
Spaghetti Western. And they've actually let me be an actor in one of their movies. So anyway, so that is the story of John Wilkes Booth and David E. George from here in Enid, Oklahoma. So what do you think? I mean, like, really, if somebody said, hey, Todd, I'll pay you $1 million if you tell me the truth. You know, do you think it's would you bet it's true, or do you bet it's not true?
No, I believe it. I believe it's true. I think he killed him. I think he had an escape route. I think it was planned. I think he had help. He wasn't the only one involved. I'm not sure who wanted him dead. I mean, why? Why else would you? John Wilkes Booth was famous. He was rich. I mean, they talk about how much money he had. He was like a today famous. He was famous and rich.
Well, I think the whole killing of Lincoln had to do with, the Confederacy and wanting to get back to slave ownership and stuff like that. So, but I mean, as far as thinking David E. George John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, well, take the evidence at face value.
I'm going to say on a scale of 50%, 50%, 0% is he's not John Wilkes Booth, 100% he is John Wilkes Booth. I lean more to the 51%. I lean more to the side that David E. George probably could have been John Wilkes Booth less than I think he probably was more than I think he wasn't. I mean, from all the evidence. Now, I don't say 100% David E. George was John Wilkes Booth. I mean, I think there's a lot of questions and there's proof that he wasn't. But then there's proof that he could have been. So,
well, what proof is there that he wasn't?
Like I say, reports that I've seen is they compare dental records from John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, but that was part of the conspiracy.
Well, see that, but who? How do you know? I mean, that it didn't say it was part of the conspiracy. It was the family had the teeth back in the day compared, and they matched.
Well, here's the deal. Here's this dead guy. They know that their brother, son, whatever, was still alive, and they're like, "Yep, that dead guy who's already dead." That dead guy, yep, that's our brother's son.
What are you saying? The family helped him escape?
The family knew he was alive and said, and the only way to get away with something like that is for everyone else to think you're dead.
Oh, man, you are blaming. Oh,
It just makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, so basically the theory is that, and it was called Garrett's Barn, and it was a tobacco barn. And they say that it was a simple farmhand was the one that actually got shot.
Poor guy.
And that he was the one that was killed. He must have been red-haired because it is reported that some of the soldiers say that the gentleman that they drug out of the barn had red hair.
Yeah.
And obviously John Wilkes Booth did not.
Yeah,
red hair.
So the Corbett dude, he was the Jack Ruby of 1865.
Boston Corbett, yeah. He defied orders, shot, and I don't really looking through the information that in history books and stuff, it doesn't really explain why he fired. He just violated orders
conspiracy.
And did. Conspiracy.
Yeah.
So.
That's
a conspiracy a long time ago. So they've been going on forever.
Oh, yeah. As long as there's been politics, there's been people dying.
Yeah.
Caesar, yeah. Even.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like the original. That was like one of the original.
Assassinations.
Yeah.
At two. So what did we not cover this time? Oh, the ring. There's a ring. For some reason, there was a ring in the mummy. I don't know how it didn't pass, but it had obviously there was a ring in there, so they removed it from the mummy. They found it when they were doing the X-rays to try to disprove or prove that George was or was not Booth or Helen, St. Helen. And the little ring showed up on the dang X-ray. So they flip him over, cut him open from the back because they didn't want to mess up the mummy for display purposes. Pull the ring out, and it's got a B on the ring. Now, how it didn't go through his intestines? Apparently, maybe he just swallowed it just before he died. Maybe he swallowed it before he committed suicide. That's the only way it couldn't have passed.
Yeah, so, you know, see, that seems like a weird story, too.
But that's documented.
All kinds of weird. Here's another documented thing. It says that within 10 days of his death, this would be David E. George, several prominent Enid businessmen had performed analysis of handwriting on the George suicide. I guess he left a suicide note.
Oh.
Oh, so maybe he didn't do a – why did I think he did a deathbed – I guess I'm thinking of John St. Helens' deathbed confession. David E. George left a suicide note. They compared the note with something featured in Harper Brothers' Pictorial History of the Civil War, which had the handwriting of John Wilkes Booth, and they say the similarities were uncanny. In addition, physicians examined the body and noticed similarities to wounds known to be consistent with the wounds suffered by John Wilkes Booth, including a broken tibia, a facial neck scar, and that crushed thumb. So those are the things that they found on David E. George that matched John Wilkes Booth. Now, that alone kind of makes you like, oh, really? And so the attorney, Finnis Bates, he was an attorney actually in Memphis that kind of got connected with John St. Helen and Granberry. And in our prior version of non-recording of our show, we talked about the fact that you and I actually graduated high school in Enid, Oklahoma. One of our best friends who was in a band with us left Enid, moved to Texas, and actually now he owns a house in
Granberry, Texas.
Told my mom one day, hey, Mom, I'm going down to see our friend in Granberry, Texas. And my mom informs me that part of our family came up to Enid from Granberry, Texas. So, and then if you look down my lineage on our family tree on my mom's side, you can trace our family back to Illinois, where we moved from Illinois to Enid. If you go all the way back, we have Lucy Lincoln in our family tree. So we are, by marriage, connected to Abraham Lincoln.
So how was Lucy related?
It's probably a cousin of a cousin of an aunt of an uncle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ways back there, but it just adds to the mystery.
Yeah.
So somehow I'm connected. Somehow I was there. Somehow I did something.
What? Yeah. And here we are talking. If that beeping thing doesn't stop, I'm going to throw it out the window.
I wonder if I don't see things on my camera. I bet my camera died hours ago. We've been on so long.
man, I cannot find anything about the suicide note. It just said, yeah, there was a suicide note, but surely it would almost have to be somewhere. Someone's.
Yeah, where is the suicide? I bet that was a long time ago. Nobody would have thought to. You would think they would have thought to save it.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody ever took a picture of it.
Oh, hang on. Found it.
Oh, is that the note?
Apparently.
Oh, that big one there? Oh, wow. You can hardly read it. Yikes.
Golly.
There is a picture of the suicide note on Wikipedia from David E. George. So we're going to let you guys get online. Can you cipher it there,
man, that
Mr.
is,
Wheeler?
That's hard to read.
And then I did tell you that I was kind of looking over this information from Wade Burleson, our pastor here in Enid, Oklahoma. I think he says, I am personally skeptical of the Enid Booth legend. So
why is he skeptical?
What's I don't his... know. Well, he researched it quite a bit. So he said the man who really interests me is Boston Corbett, the soldier who shot the man alleged to be John Wilkes Booth in the Garrett Barn. Not many people know, but Boston Corbett, including historians, however, that he ended up and could be buried in Enid, which is just uncanny. Even if David E. George isn't John Wilkes Booth,
right,
it's kind of wild that Boston Corbett ended up in Enid, Oklahoma. So we're famous one way or the other.
Yeah, by golly, we're going to...
We're claiming this one.
One of these days, we will be on the Ellen Show.
Yeah, what...
For one reason or another.
Boy, here's some stuff. And then there was a gentleman here in Enid named Heine, I believe.
Heine
Bass, and he was a historian, one of the top historians of Abraham Lincoln, and he dug up some information on some of the bizarre antics of Boston Corbett. And I don't think I even want to read these to you.
bizarre antics?
Self-castration, growing his hair like Jesus, breaking up a mock Kansas legislative session, etc. I guess he was kind of a disturbed fellow.
Well, yeah.
He killed the guy that killed... He thinks he killed the guy that killed...
He was whack.
The president.
He was, yeah.
So, yeah.
So that right there just leads credence to the fact that it's all... Something ain't right.
Something going on.
Yeah.
Something ain't something. So that is the legend of John Wilkes Booth in Enid, Oklahoma. And again, we invite you to come to Enid sometime, and we will actually take you on a tour to the Garfield Furniture Store and show you the room and let you hear the stories up there. You can walk in the room, kind of get that feeling. And so if you guys have any information, if there's anybody out there who knows, who has a relative of a relative that on their deathbed said, I know this.
On our deathbed, we should both.
You know, we could really make this get a lot weirder if we did that. Yeah. I'm Boston Corbett. Ugh. Plop.
No, I want to be, you know, let's make a mummy and stick him in the window.
Ooh.
Can't be hard.
Okay.
Paper mache.
We know thousands, if not millions, of people are listening to us right now on this podcast. So if you're listening to us and you do have the body of David E. George, give us a call.
Yeah.
We'd like to put him in the window down here at on East Broadway. Bring him back to Enid.
That's where he belongs.
I don't think he's in Enid. I think he's... they say he's in a private collection. Again, I think he's in somebody's attic and they don't know it. Somebody's granddad bought him and either put him in the garage or an attic and the family doesn't know that he's there. So yeah. Everybody look around your attics tonight, your garages. If you see a mummified body that doesn't look like something that belongs to your family.
Its eyes are wide open. It's staring.
And I believe it has it. Does it still have a mustache? No. The mustache was gone. They didn't. Well, even if it was on there, it wouldn't be real. But
I mean, why wouldn't it be on there?
Well, I don't know. If you Google David E. George on Google Images, you'll get more than your share of mummy pictures because they took a lot of mummy pictures of David E. George. So anyway, if you're out there and you do have the body of David E. George, please contact us. We would like to we'd like to claim that back for Enid, Oklahoma.
Yeah, we could do it. It could be anonymous. You don't have to.
Nope. You can drop it off at our office, and we will not ask questions. Yeah, there is a mustache.
Yeah, I thought there was.
But that, the hair can't be real. Can it?
Why not?
Well, I don't know. The hair doesn't last.
Yeah, it does.
Forever.
Well, he's not that old there. I mean, that's.
But those aren't his eyes. Those got to be glass eyes.
No, they're glass eyes. Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of. Oh, he's just. Get on Google Images and check this out. I mean, it's a little scary. So for
well,
you
see,
people,
that's really freaky because that's him there.
Yeah, I know.
Stuffed. He's dead. Not stuffed, but.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are definitely lots of pictures. And when they compared a picture of John Wilkes Booth with John St. Helens, they do a side-by-side comparison. And they do look similar. They don't look exact, but I would say the time frame between the two pictures, you know, you're going to change over time. Hey, that picture's from Enid Buzz.
Which one?
The one on the left.
This one?
Yeah, look, Enid Buzz.
Oh, yeah, sure is.
Yeah, so we do have a story on our sister station. Over there at enidbuzz.com, you can get more information. Boy, that's a bushy mustache on that picture. So, yeah, everybody get online, check out Google Images. You can find more information there. And we are definitely not historians, and we do not know all of the facts.
Yeah, whatever.
Of this case, but we're pretending like we do on this podcast. Believe everything that we say.
Yeah, and we invite your rebuttals.
You know, here's John Wilkes Booth DNA test results 2012. Was there actually? Why am I seeing that?
Mm.
Did they test it and I missed it? outliers, bones of contention, key to John Wilkes Booth ministry. The National Museum of Health and Medicine could hold the key to answer the controversy that's nearly 150 years old. Is President Lincoln's assassin actually buried in the historic Green Mount Cemetery in Baltimore? You carry on conversation over there, and I'll.
Well, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm kind of looking.
We're both looking for just a little bit more information before we get out of here. No, they have. I don't think they have exhumed the body. They did have a brother. Edwin? Oh, I think they were wanting to exhume Edwin's body.
What the hell would that do?
Well, because he's a brother, and so they could tell. I don't know. I now remember there was a show that talked about that.
Well, who cares about the brother?
However, earlier this year, U.S. Army Medical Command, which is in charge of the museum, denied the request since the proposed DNA test would require using less than 0.4 grams of the bones. So basically, there is a way of solving this mystery, but people are preventing it.
Well, sure.
For one reason or another, there's things stopping it from actually being. It could be answered in just a mere test, and it's just not being able to.
Yeah, but then you'd have to rewrite history. You know, it's the whole Christopher Columbus discovering America crap. Pre-Columbian.
Yeah. Now, did you know that John Wilkes Booth had a brother named Edwin?
Didn't know that.
I don't know that I knew that either. Evidence in the death of Abraham Lincoln. So there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, he had a brother.
Amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, there's your story. That's our podcast for this week. And
DVD George, John Wilkes Booth, John St. Helens conspiracy.
Yeah.
Continues.
If you have any information, we are still using the email buzz@enidbuzz.com. Send us information there, and we will add it to our little show here. And we might have a follow-up show. We might find us a hysterian or somebody related to the David E. George. And we might do a follow-up show on this because you and I might investigate this a little further. So
sounds like you're admitting that we're not prepared enough.
Well, no, we just don't. We're going off of everybody else's evidence. I think you and I need to dig up our own evidence.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we should dig up the body.
Well, we could do that too.
I'm not digging nobody.
I don't know where the body is to dig up.
John Wilkes Booth.
I'm still asking for somebody to bring David E. George home. He belongs here in Enid. So.
Yeah, that would be the best thing.
Bring it back. Can you believe we redid the whole show again and we're already 30 minutes in? So yeah, so we're going to get out of here. We are at buzzheadradio.com if you're listening to us on the TuneIn Radio app. If you're listening to us on buzzheadradio.com, you can also find us on the TuneIn Radio app.
Yeah, we're somewhere.
And we may be on YouTube, and so we do have some GoPros going. I haven't really looked at them the whole show. They're going to be, if you're watching us on the GoPros, you're going to be like, how come they never look at this cameras? So we're going to smile real big, and we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys next week. Do we have any idea what we're talking about next week?
It's a surprise.
Ooh, hey, we might be talking to a band.
Band on the run.
Let's go find a band and talk to a band.
Yeah.
Okay, or okay. Maybe a circus performer. What do you think? One of the two. Okay, we're going to get out of here.
See you later.
See ya.
Buzzhead Radio.
Buzzhead Radio.